The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus, and to test him, they said, "Is it against the law for a man to divorce his wife on any pretext whatever?" He answered, "Have you not read that the Creator from the beginning made them male and female, and that he said, 'This is why a man must leave his father and mother and cling to his wife, and the two become one body?' They are no longer two, therefore, but one body. So then, what God has united, man must not divide." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that a writ of dismissal should be given in cases of divorce?" "It was because you were so unteachable," he said, "that Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But it was not like this from the beginning. Now I say this to you, the man who divorces his wife, I'm not speaking of fornication, and marries another, is guilty of adultery." The disciples said to him, "If that is how things are between husband and wife, it is not advisable to marry." But he replied, "It is not everyone who can accept what I have said, but only those to whom it is granted. There are eunuchs born that way from their mother's womb, there are eunuchs made so by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves that way for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let anyone accept this who can." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Where's my homily? Here it is. You know, funny little confession. I'd gotten out of the habit of writing weekday homilies, and the other day I wrote my first one in probably months. And I thought, this is really important. Why have I been neglecting this? I've just been turning up cold and saying whatever comes to mind. Not that God doesn't speak, but I think God expects us to bring out a little bit as well, as little as it is. So we heard that long story from Joshua. I didn't check, but has anyone done a graced history before, or have you heard of what it is? A graced history is a spiritual exercise, and it's worth doing at some point. It's a way of, you sort of set aside a good 4 or 5 hours, and you just meander through your life, where you came from, what you experienced, the hardships, the times of battle, even the times of falling into captivity, you know, all of this. Because if God is God, and God is everywhere, then God must have been there. And if God is loving, and his love endures forever, as we can all repeat through the different, you know, bends and twists and valleys in our own life, then yeah, God's love will be evident in some way, and I think that'll be a glimmer of hope. Doing a graced history can be a great way of getting out of the rut that life seems to be, because sometimes life can seem to be a very tight little circle of, oh, I struggle and I get a tiny bit of freedom and then I'm back in the mess and then I, you know, endure this suffering and then maybe I get a little bit of relief. That's not a graced history. That's a record stuck on, you know, what do you call it when a record keeps skipping back to the same bit? That's not your story, actually. Your story is quite vivid and brilliant. It's very expansive as well. So we're people of story. Like, really, we have to remind ourselves what our story is. Who is with us on this story? God and each other. Our stories are, in a sense, too big to grasp, but it's worth at least every now and then coming to the mountaintop, surveying how things are going, and then coming back down again. And we give thanks for that. Our lives are punctuated by things that maybe, sure, don't make us too proud, or maybe cause hurt when we think about them. Like the injury was quite a while away, but it's still there, sensitively. I think today's question that the Pharisees put to Jesus could apply to literally any such hardship or rupture or whatever in our life. And for one, it's clear that the Pharisees are not really asking a genuine question, because they didn't say to find out about God's plan for marriage. The Pharisees asked Jesus this question. No, it said to test him because they didn't like him and they wanted to trap him as usual. They put this riddle in front of him that confuses them instead of him. It's usually how it goes with the Pharisees. But you could replace this question with anything, really. Is it lawful to swear when I've, you know, hurt myself and I'm under lots of stress? Is it lawful to you know, abuse myself with substance when I just need to escape from the hardship of life? Is it lawful to terminate a child or to terminate someone who's very, very far in their age and they're very close to death anyway and they're just suffering? Is it lawful to do these things? No. If we want a black and white answer, the answer is no. But why does our government allow these policies, and why is there this ongoing debate, and why is there etc., etc., etc.? Well, because we're pretty easily confused, actually. That's the answer. Life is complicated, and we ourselves are part of the complication. But actually, that is the wrong question to be asking. Is it lawful is not a kind of guiding question. It's not the kind of question you want to draw the contours of your own life. It's like they're looking for the grey, for lack of faith in the black and the white, for lack of faith in the good. Because journeying with God through all of that is actually possible. Still complicated, still has its rough patches, still lets us become injured a little bit along the way. Think of Jacob with his hip out of joint after wrestling with God. But with God is the point. Is it lawful to walk through these? Sorry, is it possible to walk through all these complex, painful realities with God? Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because God is a constant companion and friend. The image of marriage there that Jesus draws our minds back to in Genesis, where man and woman make up a kind of synergized whole. There's only two characters in the scriptures, as far as I have seen, that God refers to as helper. One is woman, who goes with man, and one is God himself, who goes with humanity. Think about that for a second. Like sometimes we say, oh yeah, woman is man's helper. Yeah, but God referred to himself as our helper. So it's not about above or below, it's about with. Sharing the burden, companions on the journey. Through thick and thin, through very hard times, God is going with us and we can go with each other. So the questions we should be asking simply are not, where's the grey that I can slip through? Because there's grey everywhere if we want to find it. The question rather is, why are we looking for the grey? We should, in fact, be looking for where God's glory is to be found. We should place all our hope and trust there, for God is merciful and his love endures forever.